Yeah, no, they're good with Hobson's. You know, he has a high IQ out there on the court, so a little bit different than we played. No Corey Webster out there, and certainly got Hobson, Delaney, and Lowe back. So, yeah, no, we're ready for him.
You haven't seen Hobson yet against you guys in both games. How different are they with him in the team?
Yeah, no, I remember seeing him a few years ago at Summer League and seeing how good he was, and now he's getting a bit of rhythm, so it'll really test out our defence. Tirico played against him in college, so we have a little bit of intel from his college days, so that's helpful.
Just how tough is he to stop?
I'll tell you after the game. But yeah, look, also the flip side, they've got to defend our guys, so it'll be interesting to see how they match up. But we know that he's been in great form, and especially last week again against quality teams.
So they have asked a different challenge this time around, given they had off-court turmoil, he wasn't playing, the injuries all over the place. Is this the New Zealand team that you thought that would be at the start of the year?
Oh, look, we've just got to play what's in front of us. You know, we can't control what other teams do. So, they're a good outfit, and we've had a good week at home. We've done a lot of travelling in the past, so it's good to be able to have a good 4 days of practice, get Miles a little bit more accustomed, and we're playing a good rhythm as well, and we're looking forward to the challenge. Yeah, well, it's, we're back home. I think we've just got the last two games, but we're looking to seal a playoff. We haven't sealed a playoff spot yet. You know, 15 wins is not going to guarantee you a spot. 16 wins probably will. So we've got to, first thing is get a guaranteed playoff spot and then push for the top two and see what happens after that.
Does top spot become a really big motivation, though? We've seen historically in this league that it does tend to make a really big difference in the playoffs.
We haven't talked about top spot. We want to get top two. That's how we have for the start of the season. But we've been fortunate to win championships from first, second and third. So we know top two is an advantage, and we're trying to get that.
Only travelling once into the finals. How does that help you guys?
Yeah, well, it's great. It's just to be home this last month and having the guys, especially with Miles coming into the team, gets the team to hang out together and have a bit of fun together. And obviously on court, so we've been putting that to good use.
Well, I saw Miles for 20 minutes the other day and he blocked 3 shots. What's he been doing this week that we haven't seen?
I think he blocked another one, got called for a foul, but I don't know. Look, he's certainly an intimidator. He's going to have more say defensively than offensively, and that's exactly what he is. He's great at pick and roll coverage and protecting the rim, and hopefully we can get a few of those balls run out and make fast breaks out of it. So he is pretty dominant around that area, and we're hoping to build our defence around that.
So far, has he stacked up to how you anticipated he would fit into the group?
Yeah, without a question. It's probably better than I anticipated. It's always a catch-22 when you bring someone in. You don't really know him. We did a bit of homework, but he's fitted in like he's been here all year. He's a great personality. He's buying into what we're doing. There's no ego with him. He wants to win and do whatever his role is to win, so it's been a great inclusion for us.
From the outside looking in, what have you put New Zealand's change in form down to?
Well, it's getting healthy too, and the personnel, obviously they've still got Hampton out not playing, and there are a few guys playing, but I've just seen the last weekend's game, so before that, not really familiar with them, but they played a great weekend last weekend against Melbourne and Sydney.
What have you made of Jared Weeks over the season? Obviously, you look back 4 years ago, he's a development player, and all of a sudden he'd be a bit of a firecracker off the bench or even when he starts.
Yeah, well, he's been starting the last weekend with the injuries and Corey going. So, Weeks, he's been in this league for a long time. He's bounced around Cairns, Wollongong, and we know he's a high-octane kind of player, and, he's been doing a good job.
Just on your season, if you look at the teams that you've played this year compared to some of the East Coast teams, how do you think it is for the Wildcats? Because if you actually look at the teams they played last year, it's a lot of the top 3-4 teams that they've actually had to face more than other teams around the league.
Yeah, no, I'll let someone else write a story about that. But look, all we can do is control what we do. We're not really worried about who we play, and this is a great run into us. We got 5 games before the playoffs. They're all playoff teams, and going into the playoffs, you need to be sharp and you need to be focused. And playing these teams right now is great for us.
And just a bit of a random one. There's been a lot of talk about Mitch McCarron potentially be the best on-ball defender in the league. As a coach who prides himself on defense, who do you think, or who stands out to you as one of the better defenders in the NBL?
Hands down, is Damien Martin.
Still Damien Martin.
without a question. Without a question.
How is he tracking?
Yeah, no, really good. He's obviously out of the boot, so we'll start to get him moving here next week. Look, we still plan to start of February, it was getting towards the end of January now, so, you know, he's on track, and hopefully we'll play the last two, three games.